This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has just gotten underway. Judiciary Panel Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley saying in his opening remarks,
Democratic senators interrupted the hearing 63 times before lunch, and in the audience, 70 people were arrested yesterday who were following their lead. All probably very constitutionally prepared to do that, doing what the Constitution says, the right of freedom of speech. Yesterday was just an opening statement.
That the sound is the first of what's already been several demonstrators interrupting the proceedings was led out of the hearing room. Gordon's now a tropical depression, but still a rainmaker for much of the southern U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Arizona's governor announcing who'll replace the late Republican Senator John McCain.
As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
Governor Doug Ducey noting that Kyle served alongside McCain during his 18 years in the Senate. Kyle retired in 2013.
As much as I love this job and will always love this city and its residents, I've decided not to seek re-election.
That was the announcement from Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, the Democrat saying he won't run again, even though he'd vowed he would for months. Emanuel has faced a lot of criticism lately for not taking a tougher stance on violence in the Windy City. An upset in the Democratic primary in Massachusetts yesterday as 10-term Congressman Mike Capuano was defeated by Boston Councilwoman Ayanna Pressley. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Five people charged in connection with a New Mexico compound where a toddler was found dead are due in court today to face federal gun charges. The group was arraigned yesterday and will have detention and preliminary hearings this morning. They were arrested last month when police raided the compound in northern New Mexico and found 11 malnourished children, as well as the body of a 3-year-old boy. Child abuse charges were dropped, though, against the group last week because prosecutors missed a processing deadline. That's when federal authorities came in with new charges. The National Association of Police Organizations calling for a boycott of Nike. In a letter to Nike CEO Mark Parker, the group representing nearly a quarter million officers said it is upset with the choice of Colin Kaepernick to be the new face of Nike's Just Do It ad campaign. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback started to generate controversy 2 years ago when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games in protest of what he claimed was police brutality and the treatment of minorities. And the University of South Carolina is now taking steps to address what it calls a national crisis. The school announcing it's offering the anti-overdose drug Narcan at its on-campus pharmacy. The drug is used to save the lives of people suffering from opioid overdose. And for USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's all about you and for you. After all, that's the way it should be, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we appreciate you joining us. We've got Dr. Bonner Cohen coming up in just a moment. We're going to be talking about, what the president has done in unraveling a lot of these restrictions and regulations that have dismantled, former President Obama's rather cumbersome and restrictive energy policies. And we're going to get into more detail on that in just a moment. But, right now, as the news had reported, the Kavanaugh hearings are underway. And, of course, you've got disruption still going on. I don't know if they just have enough, if they have enough officers in the court there to remove these people, because it's constant. It's one constant interruption after another. Very difficult to really, it's got to be difficult for Judge Kavanaugh to, give responses, being interrupted, even those that are asking questions. Chairman Grassley was interrupted many times, even in the midst of, asking a question. This is how bad it's gone. But, we'll weather through this. This is the process. And I appreciate that Senator Grassley is respectful of our First Amendment right to free speech. But there has to be, as we were talking with Jenny Beth Martin earlier, with Tea Party Patriots, that there should be some civility and decorum here. There is a place for people, to express, but when you're disrupting the process, it's unfair, as Senator Grassley said, to the 300 million Americans who are tuning in, and they want to understand where this judge is coming from, what it's all about. As we said earlier, the system has created this situation to where, and this has been my complaint for a long time, when you go to, you start vetting judges, they are purposely evasive. You can find out about any other candidate. We got elections coming up again, and even with the primaries, and you do research on any other candidate, a proposal. I mean, you got to wade through some of these propositions, I understand, because the political speak is such that can cause your brain to blow up. But it's there. But when you go to vet a judge and understand where a judge is going to, what his position is going to be on certain things, it is most difficult. But this is what this system has created. We put judges in an untenable situation. I say untenable in as much as that it's got to be tough, because you want to have some integrity and say, okay, this is my position, this is what I believe in. But if you do that, you're not going to get elected. And you're certainly not going to get chosen for the highest, the highest seat in the land, as far as a Supreme Court judge. So the system is designed for judges to be evasive and, you know, Democrats have allowed, and Democrats, I put this in the responsibility of Democrats. I mean, what they did to Judge Bork, what they've done to others, and, you know, and they've learned through the process, and even their own representatives, you know, they say, well, I can't address this because that may come up in the court and there'd be a conflict, all that kind of deal. I mean, you know, basic questions and answers that you would expect are now evasive because that's the way the game is played. So I don't blame, you know, America on both sides of the aisle for being frustrated over this, but, you know, so you got to look and see, okay, who created this and how are we going to change it? I mean, what judge comes up and says, okay, I am going to be the ceiling breaker here. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you exactly, you know, in the name of integrity, what it's all about. This is what happened to Judge Bork, and then he gets borked, right? And going into that, as was reported, it was Joe Biden at the time said, oh, yeah, without a doubt, you know, Judge Bork is going to get confirmed. There's no doubt about it. And then in a matter of what, hours, I guess, maybe a day, all of a sudden, you know, Judge Bork decided, well, he's going to be integrous and true to his own heart, and he answers a question with integrity, and it comes back, and it ends up getting himself borked, as they say. So, you know, it is the system. It's what we deal with, and we're going to get through this process, but, you know, you got to know, look, if you have a Democratic president, he is going to choose somebody who is consistent with their, you know, with their plan and process. And what the Democrats have done and liberals have done is they have utilized and weaponized the court to get what they are not able to get in the court of public opinion, what they can do in terms of policy making, what they're able to affect in the voting booth. So they use judges. You know, we talked about this yesterday. I'm here, still here in California for a couple more days. And it galls me every time I think about, you know, 8 million votes. You know, the state voted. They brought the question before the people, said, okay, we want to know, well, how do you define, marriage? And, 8 million people, you know, voted in California saying we define marriage in a traditional way between a man and a woman. And, one judge, an activist judge all by himself, who happened to be homosexual, of course, says it wrong, and he vacates 8 million votes. Okay? Now, these same progressives, you know, will tell you on another hand that every vote counts. You know, how dare you have voter ID? You know, every vote must count. But wait a minute, well, you just had an activist judge, somebody that agrees with your ideals of how things should work, and he vacates 8 million votes, and it's okay. It's no problem. I'm amazed that California wasn't more outraged. It was just like Atlas shrugged, and maybe what they decided to do, and this is what's happened to our form of government, is that if you disagree with the ruling authority, then you have hell to pay. You think not? You ask Jenny Beth Martin, and you ask other conservatives where the IRS targeted them, and they got away with it. And what they did, what the IRS was able to do, our government, is they swayed, I would say, at least six voting cycles by not allowing conservative groups to get, you know, special tax privileges, you know, acceptable. And I say special, not special extraordinary, but, you know, applying for, you know, tax breaks and that sort of thing. And anybody else on the liberal side, you know, they were fast tracked through, including the then president's half brother, who was able to, at the hands of Lois Lerner, get special dispensation and even more so an extended period of time in terms of how much of a tax break he would get. And, you know, this is what's happened with our government, and it has been tilting the tables here and tilting the scales of justice, and it's unfair, and this is why people came out in record numbers to elect Donald Trump, because they knew and are clearly aware that we have trouble here in River City, and we need somebody to come in and fix it. Now, as we talked with Bruce Kaufman, is President Trump, you know, totally perfect? No, he's not perfect. There isn't any human being that's perfect, so what do you expect? But is he taking on the things that have upset Americans for a long time? Yes, he has. He took the foot of the government off the throats of the American worker, and now we have more jobs than workers in this country. We have a GDP that is skyrocketing, is robust. It gets, adjusted to 4.2%. How many years under the Barack Obama administration, whenever we got a number, it always came with an asterisk, and it was never adjusted up. It was always adjusted down. So now we have things being adjusted up, and they're starting to move in the right direction. The blue wave that those on the left and progressives and mainstream media would want to project, I think, like Babu Prey said, is not going to be quite there as they have predicted, in much the same way that it wasn't there for Hillary Clinton. We've got Dr. Cohen coming up next. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
In the pretty night, I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice and to testify. In the pretty night, 'cause this is doing right. Time has come to make a choice.
join us, and as promised, Dr. Bonner Cohen is with us, senior fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, a position that he's held since 2002. You know, Bonner, I stand corrected, and this is why I love having you on here, is that you can make sure the facts are there in terms of how much money and how many decades that we've been investing into renewable energy, and just what a costly investment has been. This is what it really adds to the appreciation of having a businessman in the Oval Office in Donald Trump, because he looks at these investments that the American people have heretofore been investing. And like any businessman, he goes, where's the ROI? Where's the return on investment, right?
That's exactly right. So we certainly hope that when the wind and solar subsidies are scheduled to fade out, they do, in fact, they should, in fact, be sunsetted, because just extending these things from here to eternity is just going to make the swamp even swampier than it already is. It's time for these industries to stand on their own two feet. And if they can't do so, then bye-bye.
Can we quantify at all, after all these decades, four decades of investment, can we quantify any benefit? I mean, you know, because the big uproar was we had to do this because of, you know, climate change and, you know, whatever derivative of that environmental concept that we have to, you know, honor and glorify. Can we say that after four decades that we've made some kind of impact on climate change or improvement or anything?
Absolutely nothing discernible whatsoever. Look, you know, the climate is going to do what the climate is going to do. It's been doing that for 4.5 billion years, which is how long the Earth has been around.
Are you telling me the Democrats have nothing? They can't do that? I mean, the environmentalists? I mean,
no,
they can't affect
the... a magic wand and get the climate that you want. That's not the way Mother Nature works.
Yeah. A magic wand or trillions of dollars, we still can't do anything about it, right?
That's exactly right.
That's what I thought. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Are things going to warm up? Yes. Will they cool off? Yes. What can we do about it? We can't affect that whatsoever, but we adapt to whatever it is that Mother Nature throws our way. That's what human beings have always done.
Is science ready to accept that, or do we just have such hard-nosed environmentalists that they're going to fight this fight to their death?
We have hard-nosed and, by the way, very deep-pocketed environmentalists. Think Tom Steyer, think George Soros, think the tremendous amount of money that Silicon Valley pours into the whole climate project. No, these people are not going to go gently into the night. They're going to be with us for a long, long time to come. From a scientific perspective, they have absolutely nothing to say whatsoever. But these people are interested in power, and they're absolutely determined to impose, in the name of combating climate change, their particular view of the world on the rest of us, and they're quite callous in doing so. And if that means that Joe and Jane Sixpack have to dig deeper and eat into their disposable income by paying more money for electricity that comes from wind and solar, that's perfectly okay for Silicon Valley, the high-tech oligarchs on the West Coast, and the other people whose numbers are minuscule who benefit from the subsidies that we lavish upon wind and solar.
As my abuela, my grandmother, a very sensible woman, would say, another example of people having more money than sense.
That's right. That's right.
Very simple woman, but very direct. I mean, she was very economical with her words and very targeted. And that would be her expression. And I believe a lot of Main Street America feels the same way. That's why their hands have been up in the air over this thing. And especially when you think about the impact that it had on, you know, these coal mining areas of our, you know, of our country, how unfairly. They've been impacted. So, you know, I know they're cheering, and certainly the impact that this has had. I mean, when you talk about the Democrats' concern supposedly about the poor, I mean, their kind of policies that Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were purporting here were devastating the poor. And I guess they figured that, they would put pressure on the poor and then it would make the Republicans, dig deeper and get us deeper in debt to, come up with another solution like Lyndon Johnson came up with in 1964, which after all these years and many decades, we've moved the needle in the wrong direction on the war on poverty, Bonner.
Oh, yeah, I know. we truly lost the war on poverty. And what we've actually wound up doing is condemning one generation after the other of welfare recipients to life in the welfare culture with the attendant high illegitimacy rates, crime rates, deplorable schools, and what have you. And getting people out of that treadmill so that they can once again do what they're forefathers wanted, and that is improve their status. That was never the goal of that. The more people these people can make dependent on government handouts, the happier they are. That the social consequences of that are catastrophic is a matter of absolutely no concern to the elites whatsoever, because they live far enough away from this and they don't have to experience it.
The impact on human dignity, on people's dignity, Bonner, it's disgusting. All in the name of that we're going to help people, but what we're doing is we're turning them into, we're reducing them to their rawest, most common denominator. How is there any victory, any gain in that? I mean, already we're seeing the enthusiasm level in our country at an all-time high, new businesses opening up, and a lot of this that has been taking place, the stock market is running like at record levels now, is because of these, stifling regulations and all this social engineering that have come from progressives and liberals and Democrats who have thought that somehow they've got the answer. And the thing to me, it just seems based more on theory and not in empirical evidence, because I often question, I just go, okay, where anywhere on the planet has any of those policies worked? And I can't get an answer that satisfies that question.
Absolutely nowhere. And our own elites, our own leftist elites, have long since turned their backs on people at the bottom of the economic ladder. You have the underclass, which stays the underclass with practically no social mobility whatsoever. You go a few rungs above that to our blue-collar workers who have been treated with utter contempt. You mentioned the coal miners. You could go down the long list of manufacturing jobs which were lost because of the stupid trade policies that did, in fact, accrue to the advantage of certain CEOs in certain industries, but to the detriment of the workers. And
exactly.
The situation has finally come to a boil, and we obviously saw it with the election 2 years ago.
That's Dr. Bonner Cohen, who has been with us. It's always great to have Dr. Cohen giving us insight on what is going on with EPAs and, of course, what President Trump has done in reversing these Obama executive orders that are now liberating our energy sectors and, again, making America great once again. Dr. Bonner Cohen is a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, where he concentrates on energy, natural resources, and international relations. Dr. Cohen, as always, thank you so much for being with us.
Sale at Co- cold. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has just gotten underway. Judiciary Panel Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley saying in his opening remarks,
Democratic senators interrupted the hearing 63 times before lunch, and in the audience, 70 people were arrested yesterday who were following their lead. All probably very constitutionally prepared to do that, doing what the Constitution says, the right of freedom of speech. Yesterday was just the opening statement.
That the sound is the first of what's already been several demonstrators interrupting the proceedings was led out of the hearing room. Gordon's now a tropical depression, but still a rainmaker for much of the southern U.S. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone.
Thank you for joining us at the intersection of faith and politics. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander, the senior editor at thestream.org, is with us right now. We're going to talk about the Kavanaugh hearings. Day two, huh, Rachel?
Yeah, this has been crazy so far. It's been exciting, but it's been crazy.
Well, as Chairman Grassley pointed out, 63 times the Dems purposely interrupted the process. And, of course, the people who were out there in the audience decided they needed to join in. So now you had 70 people arrested following the lead of the Dems to disrupt the proceedings yesterday. So, you know, very difficult when you're trying to, you know, interview a judge. I mean, a lifetime appointment here. This is not the way to run a circus.
Yeah, and the reason they're pulling all these shenanigans is because they know if he gets confirmed, which he's likely to, he's going to tip the balance on the Supreme Court to conservatives. Mm-hmm. And they are frustrated because the Republicans have the votes to confirm him, and they can't filibuster because we got rid of the filibuster rule. And so they're just grasping at straws, trying to delay or, you know, find a fishing expedition, find some dirt on him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of interesting because, whether it's Dianne Feinstein or others, and I'm talking about Democrats, are asking the judge certain questions, particularly the whole hot button is Roe v. Wade. And, they want to know if that could be overturned. Well, certainly there is legal precedence to overturn. It's called an amendment, and that puts the onus back on you. You're pointing to a judge, asking him if he's going to be proactive. There's no become an activist judge. There's been no indication in his history that I'm aware of, Rachel, where he has demonstrated any kind of activism. And the very thing that they're accusing him of certainly is not consistent with his character or his previous experience and demonstration on the bench, his opinions and that sort of thing. And the solution, they keep asking, well, can it be overturned? Well, yeah, it can be, but that has to be done at the legislative level, not in the judiciary.
Yeah, that's the way it should work. But there are exceptions. Look at Plessy versus Ferguson, where they held that blacks were separate but equal. Mm-hmm. That was basically overturned by Brown versus Board of Education.
Right.
So it can happen, but it's not likely to. And, he's not the type to legislate from the bench. I mean, you look at his decisions, he hasn't been overturning, all kinds of precedents.
Right. Well, and the thing is that I find quite ironic, and rich, is that they're claiming, well, they got, according to Kamala Harris and others, that they got, 42,000 pages at the last minute. They didn't get a chance to read it. This comes from the same people that didn't read Obamacare.
Yeah, and Obamacare, that was only, 1,000 pages or something? And they keep claiming they want even more documents from him, even hundreds of thousands of more. So if they can't even read the ones that they've been given, what are they going to do with more? I think they're just trying to delay until the midterm election because they're hoping Democrats will take back the Senate.
Right. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, even with all the prejudicial polling that's being done right now, that's still claiming there's going to be some sort of blue wave that takes place, I still maintain because of, the break in precedent in the 2016 election and the Donald Trump effect, that could continue for the midterms, and what they're expecting at the midterms is going to be as shocking as what happened to them in 2016, because as they say, as James Carville pointed out very clearly, it is the economy, stupid.
Yeah, and look at all the people that Trump has been endorsing, in these midterm, pre-midterm elections, whatever you want to call the one so far, they're mostly winning.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I think, what is he? Is he almost batting 1,000%, or maybe he's missed one or something? But I think it's almost like 10 for 10 or 11 for 11 that he is supported and they've won. The other thing is that people are in the mainstream media is not addressing, and that is the bifurcation of the Democratic Party with the hard left taking them hard left. What is that doing to the Democratic Party?
I know. I mean, it spawned the walkaway movement now, where you have all the regular moderate Democrats saying this, you guys have gotten too extreme. We're going to become conservatives at this point. Mm-hmm. So I think the Democrat Party is in disarray right now. And, that their whole blue wave thing is more like a, blue cleaner going down the toilet.
Right. Well, we'll have to wait and see how exactly that plays out. What are we, 60 some days away, from the midterm elections? Will there be a, will Nancy Pelosi get her hands on the gavel once more? Frankly, that just scares the holy whatever out of me.
Well, and she's just, people are tired of her. They're sick of her. They don't want her leading the Democrats anymore. That's the best they've got. No one's looking forward to having her as the speaker again.
Well, especially they've made it clear what they're going to do. It's impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. And here it is. We've turned this country around. President Trump administration, what we're doing economically, what's happening on all fronts here. Why would you short circuit this plan, whether it has to do with the realization of a fair trade policy? Look what's going on with NAFTA. Mexico is just about sealed up. Canada will come along. once that happens, then we start, leveling out the playing field with our European allies. And then at that point, the Chinese have a decision to make.
Well, I think that the Democrats don't care about all the progress that's being made. They just want to make it look like the Republicans are bad. It doesn't matter what Trump does with any of these countries. They criticize him. They can't ever, like, say, well, you know, this was a great accomplishment. You know, I don't know about you, but I will sit and watch the MSNBC and CNN, and, you know, I'll just see the way they cover it, and they're just so nasty and snide, and they never give him credit.
Yeah, it's very hard, and it's dark, and this comes from someone, whose father said was the eternal optimist. And when you go to the pessimistic media, it is like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for me. So I have a hard time with it, Rachel, I got to tell you.
Yeah, well, they're very depressing, and I can't watch much of it. I have to change it because it's just constant negativity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the things they should be focusing on, they barely cover, if at all. And then everything is just, you know, Russia collusion, Trump screwed up, Trump messed up, blah, 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 blah. Just constant. I mean, I would hate to be a guest on one of those shows because they would get old soon.
I don't know how they do. I mean, Steve Cortez comes on with us regularly, and he is the conservative piñata for, Anderson Cooper et al. And I same thing to him. I say, but I don't know how you do it. God bless you for doing it. He says, well, the conservative viewpoint has to be represented. I said, yes, it does. But, you know, talk about the wrong gospel, wrong church. And bless your heart for, continuing to go there. I hope you're just not tithing there.
And he does bring up a good point. Someone's got to do the dirty work. So, you know, we really should try to just reach out to these stations if they're going to let us on, realizing, it's never going to be fair, but... I'm just glad it's him and not me.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, and he feels very confident, he's got the truth on his side. The dangerous part is when you get an opinion, then it gets, it addresses what I wrote about here recently, and that is that then people just get louder. You notice how loud they get, in an argument? It's not, wait a minute, you're not furthering, you think that just because you're loud, you're winning? Loud doesn't, you can still, be very loud and lying.
Emotional. That's the one thing about arguing with liberals. Right. I've got this one liberal friend. I argue with him all the time, and it's always the same old story. Mm. He gets mad at me and tells me to stop talking, and he's not going to continue anymore debating me.
Yes. But then he'll call you back 5 minutes later and say, come on, let's have a conversation one more time. I hear you.
Well,
there she is. At stream.org is where Rachel Alexander can be discovered, and you need to check her out. Thank you so much, Rachel. Always appreciate you coming on the show. Take care.
Thank you.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. This portion of the show being brought to you by my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself confused and dismayed with a healthcare situation, you're not alone. We're happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare, a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor, your hospital, starting at $199 a month. That's it. For a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org for all the details. Andrea Kay is with us. AK, of course, is right there next to the water cooler. She's picking up all the latest buzz, national radio TV personality. And thank God you're close to the water cooler because a lot of people are burning their Nike stuff these days, and you might need some water to put it out, huh?
Exactly. Although some people came to their senses and they thought, you know what, maybe we should donate our shoes and our and our Nike apparel to those who might be in need.
Right.
So, and I do think that's a better course than, you know, adding to the climate change woes that we have.
Exactly.
You know, by burning any apparel. You know, we certainly don't want to, add any climate change issues.
So what was Nike thinking here?
You know, that's the question of the day. How in the world, I really wish, you know, I come from corporate America and I have a marketing background, and I actually worked with marketing geniuses back in the day, which I'm not, but I've worked with some brilliant people.
Hey, well, there's a couple of geniuses here on this call right now, so I just want you to know, because together with all our marketing experience, I mean, we could have figured this one out real quick, and it took geniuses to come up with this idea, then it makes you wonder, there must be a low bar suddenly.
Well, it really does. And I seriously wish I had been a fly on the wall in the room of the decision makers from Nike with their ad agency who actually thought that using the same dude who took down and I wouldn't say destroyed the NFL brand, but did a lot of damage to the NFL brand. Yeah. That's the dude that chose.
Yeah. By the way, they're down like over 20%. So yeah, let's get that firebrand who's done so well and bring him into our company, right?
Exactly. And who was already benched, by the way, because of poor performance. He mm-hmm. was already so sized because he ain't getting any attention. He ain't doing well on the field. Let me see. I'm just going to dust off my resume and put America-hating, cop-hating dude here. That's right. His Nike pit. Are they going to put a Nike swoosh on socks with cops depicted as pigs?
Yeah.
I mean, it just defies credulity. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. And this divisive time, Bill, for any major retailer or apparel manufacturer or anybody or in the music industry, they Dixie-chicked themselves.
Yes, they really did. Yes, exactly. No, perfect comparison. Is Nike in their own way hoping to maximize something out of, I mean, to me, this is a bit of a race card that they're playing here.
Well, I think I'm glad you brought that up because someone from the Nike organization, I don't remember who, said that they're counting that there's going to be long-term gain that's going to outweigh the short-term pain. And of course, at the end of closing yesterday, their stocks were down 3.12%, I think, to be exact.
Yeah.
And I haven't had the chance to do the math, but
that's many billions. That's many billions.
Billions.
Yeah. Yes.
That's billions of dollars. That's a lot of pain. And oh, by the way, Nike, explain that to your shareholders because they're supposed to be your number one priority. Not feeding the liberals and the Marxist agenda out there and those people that are race baiters. 50% of this country are not on board with this. So they have alienated 50% of the consumer base out there.
Yeah.
How is that? Once you've lost market share, it's really difficult to get it back. Because you know what, Bill? There's lots of the shoes out there that are comfortable, if not better, than Nike. And somebody that, just like many people have left the NFL and are never coming back, there's many people that are never going to come back to Nike. And I think that they're whatever long-term gains they think they're going to get, it's not good business. I don't understand it.
What I'm hearing, AK, is that Sunday football is out, Saturday football is in.
I'm glad you brought that up. Are you around the water cooler, baby?
You know where I'm channeling you here right now, so be careful.
Well, a lot of the talk yesterday shifted to college ball because that's where Nike has a lot of contracts with Ohio State, Alabama. Then the reports that I saw actually right before I came on with you, I wasn't able to verify, but there were reports that Alabama has canceled their contract with Nike.
Wow. Wow.
So, which could absolutely be huge. And, you know, I'm no Bama fan, baby, because I went to LSU.
Right.
But I'm also going to embrace Bama,
yes,
if that's true.
Wow. Yeah, the reverberations are broad and wide, and I don't know how Nike gets out of this bucket of gum that they put themselves in the middle. As you know, in marketing, we call this crisis management, and they have really lit a bonfire around themselves here.
Yeah, and not just because they chose Kaepernick and what he stands for, but the ad that they did, Sacrifice Everything, really, really set people off. Because sacrificing everything, what did he sacrifice, Bill? Yeah. Where's the sacrifice when you take 2 seconds? We've talked about this before, about the self-aggrandizing. There's no effort, self-indulgent. You're going to take 30 seconds and take a knee wearing a football uniform, and then you're going to run out into the field and collect your millions. Where's the sacrifice there? Sacrifice is wearing fatigues and going out into the battlefield when it's 120 degrees and stepping around IEDs and risking life and either coming home mangled or not coming home at all. That's sacrifice, and that's what
upset so
many people.
Exactly.
That's why I think that it's unrecoverable for them.
Right. AK, the other thing, too, to consider, again, the timing of all this, Colin Kaepernick had a contract through 2020 with the Niners. He just chose to walk away from it. And, and so here he is in lieu of a brilliant season in order to cover that up. Does he take a knee and create all this hoopla to save some sort of face on a career that was hanging by a thread?
Well, yeah. In fact, the other, you know, because the American people are no longer subject to what the mainstream media wants to feed us. Thank goodness for social media. Even all the attempts to censor and to stifle conservatives, it's still facts and truth leak out. Facts and truth like the fact that he was offered or was in the process of being offered a deal, I think, by the Baltimore Ravens. Mm-hmm. And then his girlfriend got involved and basically it slammed them and did mm-hmm. race bait. Accused the organization of being racist, and then they pulled back the offer. So, you know, the facts about what he's done, from his poor performance on the field to things that he did to jeopardize his ability to get further contracts, are out in the public domain.
Exactly.
So, you know, they just can't put a Band-Aid on this. Think of whatever cliche you want to use. Mm-hmm. This was, I don't know what they're going to do from a crisis management standpoint, because, you know, the American people, they're not very forgiving mm-hmm. on this kind of stuff.
Well, not to mention the players, his teammates. You know, they want people all in sync together. You know, we interviewed an Associated Press author who wrote a great book, Rob Motti, on the Eagles. It was excellent. I mean, and it was about the teamwork, how they unified, and what they were able to do in winning the Super Bowl championship. They had this camaraderie. They met outside of practice. They purposely met four times a week. They prayed for one another. They had Bible studies together. And here, this underdog team, beats the unbeatable of the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. So an incredible success story, and people understand this in sports. You have to have unity, and you have to have camaraderie. And if you have somebody in the clubhouse that is causing problems, no bueno. They don't want that.
Yeah, they don't want the division within their teams and within their organization, and they don't want the division within America separating, dividing fans from their franchises either.
Well, it's not a racial thing. It's about football. It's about winning games.
Well, yeah. I mean, Nike injected politics unnecessarily into their brand, and it was supposed to be aspirational, inspirational. They chose a man that injected politics into an area that it had been politics-free, including the locker room. Everything about him, everything Kaepernick, everything about the movement was divisive. He intentionally chose a moment of unity for this country, for fans, and for Americans, where we stand, put our hands over our heart for the national anthem. That was a specific act and intention to divide the team, to divide the franchises, to divide America, to divide the fans from NFL football. And now Nike has chosen to embrace that division, and now they have separated, they have divided their own consumers from their brand. And you know what? The American people have decided to divide themselves from this kind of divisiveness.
Exactly.
Unity. The American people are tired of this, and they're tired of being spit on, because this anti-American stuff is anti-Trump, and it's anti the American people who voted for Trump.
And of course, you've got the hard left of the Democratic Party bifurcating itself, moving hard left with a socialist agenda that I'll tell you, I think portends the demise of the Democratic Party, certainly as we know it, if it isn't already.
Yeah, they're spiraling because what they've been exposed for the fact that there are far more socialists and far less Marxists in the Democrat Party than we were led to believe. And the reality of socialism and Marxism is on display around the world, like in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. They can't convince us that that's not really who they are, and that has been rejected by the American people. And as long as they're going to continue to go that route, as long as they're going to continue to push socialist policies that have failed everywhere, the Democrat Party will continue to fail. And not only that, it's not just those policies of failure that they're pushing, the way that they're going about it.
Exactly.
Through the race, through the anger, through the mobs. You see what they're attempting to do at the Kavanaugh confirmation
exactly.
hearings.
Right.
Antifa-like mobs. And that will be rejected by the American people.
Well, the American people, hey, this is your government, a government of, for, by, we, the people. You have to stand up, be counted, stand up for liberty. That's what this is all about, and the very thing that those on the left reject. They don't believe in liberty. That's the bottom line. A.K., Andrea K. on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, A.K. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.